Hi, this is Caitlin Rudding with KTWH, and we are interviewing Tom Shapey today from Lost Woods Whiskey Company. Tom, I understand that you're actually considering locating in Two Harbors. This is very exciting.
I would love to, if we could figure out a way of making it work in Two Harbors, I would love it. The brand in Two Harbors is very consistent. We're obviously, our name is Lost Woods. We're a premium single malt whiskey. We've won a couple double gold medals already, and wow. This is our first launch. This is our first time out in the market, and this is a great place. We love Two Harbors. We love Lake Superior. I've talked to a few people up here already, and I'm also talking to Grand Rapids. Any place up in the forest range, I'd like to be in the forest or in near water. So, but given my brothers, if there was a way that we could figure out something in Two Harbors, it would be awesome. Preferably in the woods or by the water. That would be like ideal. But and obviously this is such a beautiful harbor. So.
And there's two of them. There's a spare if you'd like to come on.
There is a double one, yes.
So what exactly do you need to be able to make it work here then?
Well, so far, I've been working on this for almost 5 years, self-funded up to this point. Right now, I've put together a full business plan. I'm going after investors right now. I've got four batches that are paid for, that are in the hopper, that are allowing me to be here and through the Christmas time. And my plan is to have full production running in the spring. But I need investment dollars. We need help on the city side of things, you know, whether it's TIFs or, you know, I know that, you know, it's one of those things that the community, if they embrace it, I'm going to embrace the community for sure. But it's a win. I look for win-win things. So I'm all about what's the good for everybody. It's got to work out for everybody. And that's what I'm hoping for. So I've had a few good discussions up here. So I'm definitely interested in this area. I've been so focused with this event, and then I'm also in the Minnesota Cup down at the cities. We're in the semifinals right now. So, in fact, next Thursday I'll know if we make it to the finals. So I kind of put more work on my table, which is okay. But it's all validation, and you know, it's all. And then I don't know if I mentioned, but we've won two double golds in San Francisco.
So that's tremendous.
So so we've gotten the validation, the proof of concept. We know we've got something really special, and I have a give back. As strong as the premium whiskey is, as far as the reason why I'm doing this, I'm giving back to environmental different organizations. Right now, Sugarloaf Cove and Minnesota Forestry Association, they're both all involved in healthy forestry planting and whatnot. And I'm going to be contributing as I grow. And I actually talked, if I came into a community like this, I am an environmentalist, so it would be something that I would love to contribute to a fund within the city that was designated in helping the city become more efficient, more, you know, all of that. So I'd be totally for something like that.
Is the size of Two Harbors encouraging to you to get in on the ground floor for a program with a city this size?
Yeah, you know, it's the environment more than anything. You know, in location, I've talked to one of the owners of Castle Danger to see distribution. I've got big dreams. I would like to be a national brand. And the Minnesota liquor laws have a cap on production, and so you can only grow at this moment until the laws change. You can only grow so much in Minnesota as far as the distillery goes. We just lost one of our bigger distilleries. They went over to Wisconsin because they couldn't keep a tasting room open anymore. And so right now, of course, the footprint's important, you know, but if you have an experiential distillery and maybe production a few miles away, that could work too. So I'd be open to that sort of scenario, but that experiential, I don't want to just have a distillery that just you go in and you try the whiskey and that's it. I want the distillery to be a fully closed loop, sustainable storytelling building, so people get interested in what can be done with production of any kind, but it happens that we're producing whiskey. And the other thing that I'm really stoked about is good whiskey is conversation. If you sip, it's meant to sip. I want to conjure up more conversation about climate, environment, issues, and I think whiskey helps that whole yeah. process. So that's what I want to do. So that's the plan, and this is our first unveiling right here. So
this is quite visionary, and we are here at the Festive Sail event 2022. I understand that Craig was instrumental in encouraging you to come to this area and check us out. Is that correct?
Yeah, Craig. I met Craig last fall. Through my network, I met a few different people who introduced me to Craig and then the Black Woods Group, mm-hmm. which are amazing, amazing people. And we did a tasting down in Duluth, and they just thought it was great. And they said, you know, and of course they're catering this event, you know, Black Woods is. So right now, the only place you can buy Lost Woods whiskey is at the municipal liquor store here in town,
okay.
in the whole state. And then Black Woods is serving it in their restaurants and at their VIP tent here. So we're sold out of our first production. The next batch will be available around October 1st.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Tremendous.
Thank you.
It's really tremendous. This sounds like a very visionary idea for a distillery to have that engagement with sustainable, closed loop sustainable, and then you would use that as a platform to kind of educate people further?
Educate people. But also enjoy the experience. You know, the outdoors is an experiential thing, right? And to appreciate the outdoors, to understand what's going on in the world, and at the same time, taste a little whiskey, a little really good whiskey. So I want to get that conversation going. And I don't really care what side you're on. I'll take all opinions. We've got to talk, and that's my feeling. You know, and you can talk over good whiskey over a fire, and let's see if we can, you know, just make everyone more aware of what's going on. So
that's wonderful.
That's what I want to do.
Can you tell us some things that make your whiskey special?
Well, so a couple things that happen. I've got a few years on me, so single malt whiskey takes about 10 years to really get good. Rye whiskeys you can do in 1 or 2 years. Bourbons take about 3 years. So I don't want to wait 10 years. Also, my give back to the organizations that I'm supporting, I want to give back as soon as I can. So you've got to build a profitable company to do that. B Corp, I don't know if you've heard of B Corps. Patagonia is a B Corp. It's the grandfather of giving back to cause-based organizations. I'm modeling that, my whiskey, over like what Yvon Chouinard did with Patagonia. So I stumbled across an acceleration method about 5 years ago, and it was untried. I became the first guinea pig. I signed a contract. It's patented, but it had not been tried yet. It took 4 years of R&D to try to figure out if this actually works. Last year, we knew we had something, but my focus group in town was, you know, they're a mixture of friends and different people, and it's free whiskey. So when you do a, you know, tasting, it's like, yeah, everything's great. So I researched the best that I could see, the most credible competition for tasting in the country, and if not the world, it's San Francisco World Spirits Competition. So it's a blind tasting, you're in categories, and they have no idea how old the whiskey is. So I figured that's perfect. I went in there wanting just some feedback, without any expectations of doing well. I got a double gold, and that double gold, I found out that there was 153 entries in my category, which is more than I thought. It told me that a lot of distillers are trying to figure out how to do single malt whiskey. There was 30 judges, all blind tasting, and of the 30, to get a double gold, all 30 had to say it was worthy of a gold medal. So it was a unanimous decision.
Oh, congratulations.
So, thank you. So that was last year. This year, you know, time goes fast, especially during a pandemic, and I entered in again this year thinking, okay, it's so subjective, whiskey tasting, everything's subjective. I figured if I get a bronze or silver, that would be cool, and I got another double gold from the same organization, so 2 years in a row, two double golds. So, you know, our proof of concept, from a business standpoint, we know we have something really, really special, and now it's just like, okay, let's build a company and do it the right way, and find partners, investment partners that want to believe in what we're doing and want to come in with that mindset. So I'm being a little bit more careful on who I bring in.
I can imagine. this is fascinating and really exciting. I like whiskey myself. Sorry you're sold out, because I now really want to go and try it.
Well, you can have a cocktail or neat. I'm doing this neat too.
Okay.
So I wanted something that a lot of people that drink whiskey don't drink it neat because it's a little bit too hard. So of course you put stuff in it and that's going to hide, but
yeah,
you can drink my whiskey neat, even if you're not it's not a hard whiskey to drink. But Two Harbors has it for sale, the Muni, and also the Blackwoods restaurant up here too. So,
well, that is absolutely just fantastic.
So do me a favor, go up there and have a try it neat for.
I'll try first. It neat. Yeah. I would prefer it neat myself.
Okay.
That's wonderful. I would like the opportunity to check back in with you in a year and see how you're doing.
Please.
So much appreciate you giving us your time. It's very busy here at the Festival of Sail, I understand. You have a tasting going on tonight on the Trinity. I'm sorry.
On the Niagara.
On the Niagara.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it should be a lot of fun. I think it's sold out. I think it is.
I think it is too.
And Blackwoods is doing the catering, and it's from 7:30 to 9:30. So that should be another adventure. So
yes.
Each day in doing this thing is a new adventure, which is great.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to Two Harbors and considering this location.
Thanks for talking with me.
Absolutely. And we look forward to checking in with you next year and seeing where you are.
Or maybe before, right?
Okay, sure. Okay.
Right.
Sure.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you,
pleasure.
Tom. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Caitlin Rudding for KTWH.